It is the Bay Morning Crew, Mark and Mill here, and Premiership Captain for the Cats, Joel Selwood, is with us. We saw him walking in the hallway and went, yoink, can you come in here for a tick? So kindly is hanging around for a chat. Post-football, well, we know you've signed so many autographs over your journey, but particularly over the last week.
Yeah.
I believe you've got 1,200 more wine labels to sign for the Joel Selwood Premiership Shiraz. Is that the case?
That is true. Ablett Wines, which is Gary obviously heads up, they work in conjunction with Austin Wines just out the road. And Gaz has had this little project going for quite a while. And it's fallen that he started putting it together when he was retiring. And then 2020 came to us and said, if you win, you know, we'll look to do one. Unfortunately, we went down to the Tigers and this has always been in the background, ready to go.
Nice. Right. Now, I want to ask you a couple of things that you'll do with yourself now that you're not playing footy. First of all, what are you looking forward to eating that you couldn't eat while you were playing
good
footy?
Good question. I still think that I'll probably eat pretty clean. Mm. There's not anything that jumps out at me that goes,
yeah,
I need that. But I'm a lolly lover.
Ooh,
so
favourite lolly?
Well, it's like the peach and cream, which people probably screw up their face. But, you know, I just love that in a retro party mix, Allen's.
Peach and cream.
Yeah. Or a red frog. And a red frog is, I had a close mate down at the footy club, the volunteer, Vic Fuller, who's no longer with us. And he used to carry the red frogs on him. So I used to just steal his bags of red frogs behind his back. But then he knew, so they would end up being in my locker before I even had to steal them.
Did you have the red frogs and lollies in the huddle at quarter time and three quarter time? Are you allowed to do that?
Yeah, no, we do. Yeah, no, that still happens. The oranges have gone missing from the quarter time stuff, which I grew up with as a kid coming through the ranks.
Yeah.
But I was all for bringing them back too.
Yeah. Now, things to watch. I mean, you're going to have a lot more time on your hand. Is there a big series on Netflix or something you've heard everybody talk about that you're looking forward to maybe having a bit of time with Brit to sit down and watch?
Oh, well, we fell in the trap of watching The Handmaid's Tale. And I don't know if your listeners are out there, but it's pretty intense.
It's
intense. And that's a good way to put it, Millie. Yep. So we've got a couple to catch up on, but it's one that is viewing that we have to do just, you know, prior to going to bed and make sure that we're in the right headspace too, because it is intense.
It is indeed.
And going out, you'll have Friday nights, Saturday nights free now. I suppose you watch the odd game of footy, but where will you go? What will you do?
No, that's a good question. Well, I'm going to be a dad, so it'll be...
soon, but...
Yeah, it'll be busy. So I've got to work that out, but I'm not sure. I'm going to have mates still playing footy, which is not ideal when everything comes to it. But I obviously got a great group of friends too that are not footballers, but then also that have played in the past, so I look forward to catching up with and just going along to the footy too.
Yeah, just watching. And finally, any job lists at home from Brit? Have you got a list of things that you have to get to? Is there a cupboard in the laundry that needs tightening? Are you mowing? What are you doing?
Well, we've just built, so it's the pretty clean new house at the moment, but that's how Brit likes keeping it too. So
good luck with that.
Which I'm okay with, but it's a garden that's just about to explode with spring us now. So that's probably my first job.
Good.
Righto. Joel Selwood, Premiership Captain for the Cats. You've converted my mum, by the way. She's a Demons fan.
Well, that's good.
She thought you were a dirty
bugger. The more the better.
A dirty bugger for all these years, but apparently you're a top bloke now.
Too good.
No.
Thank you so much for coming in, for everything you've done for the Geelong Footy Club and for the Geelong community in general. We love you. And good luck with the future.
Nah, thank you. And thank you to the Bay listeners too. We felt the support, you know, all year, but hopefully you enjoyed that premiership win too.